making sure the public school employees' retirement system is on good financial footing on this episode of Frankly Speaking with State Representative Frank Ryan of the 101st Legislative District in Lebanon County. I'm Chuck Nichols, Representative Ryan. Welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to talk about some really interesting and really disturbing numbers and facts that surround school districts and their pension system that obviously has been teetering here a little bit. You've recently become a member of the PSERS board. I assume that you're there to fix and straighten things out a little bit here. Talk to us about the pension contribution factor for school districts, what this means for the future of the Commonwealth and its school districts.
I'm really impressed with a lot of the fellow board members that we have in the investment team that they have at PSERS, Public School Employee Retirement System. And what I would tell you that the reason I'm there is I'm the ranking member of the majority caucus member from the House of Representatives. I got put on the board in June of 2019. And part of the reason for it is I'm a CPA and I'm a financial matters expert as defined by the Securities and Exchange Commission from my prior life before becoming a legislator. The issue that happens with PSERS and the entire system of state pensions and such is that people need to understand a significant portion of the property tax bills that they're getting it to take care of the unfunded pension obligations. And so let me give you an example. Last year in 2018-19 school year, the contribution rate was 34.29% of payroll had to be paid by the school districts to PSERS for the unfunded pension obligations. In the year 2001, that number was 1%. So let me put this in number equivalence because I think it's really important for people to be aware of it. Take your property tax bill, and 20% of your property tax bill is to pay for unfunded pension obligation. So what that means is if we shut down every school in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, you'd still owe 20% for the unfunded pension obligations. So it's a big number of 20% of your property taxes. If a lot of people say, well, I rent so I don't pay taxes, well, the property
you
taxes,
still pay.
They're built into the rent.
Yeah.
This year, the contribution rate for the school year 2019-2020 has been increased to 34.51%. It was supposed to go up to 34.72%, and it will peak out at about 36% under the best of circumstances. But here's the problem with PSERS pension plan, because its expected earnings rate is higher than what the civilian equivalent is at 7.25%, means that PSERS is investing in a significant amount of more risky investments that in an economic downturn could become problematic. That's no one's fault other than the fact that if they lowered the expected rate of return, that 34.51% that I mentioned would actually be closer to 40%. So it's a trade-off. I mean, I have a lot of people say, well, just lower the expected rate of return. It'll be okay. But that's why I'm on the board, because I understand these kind of mechanics. From what my daughter says, boy, Dad, that's really boring.
Yeah, it's important. We're looking at what's safer in the long run for the money of the Commonwealth, or what gets it done faster.
That's correct. And here's what the issue would be, is if the rate were lowered, the amount of money that the school districts would have to put in and the state would be a lot higher. Now, I get a lot of people that tell me that, well, the state didn't make its required contributions during the Governor Rendell years. Well, that's correct. But part of the reason that that happened was because the system lost so much money in 2009. System lost almost $40 billion. So there are a lot of people who say, well, the money's already been paid. Now you want me to pay it twice. The reason I say this to everybody is we're all in this together. This is not intended. My comment is not intended to say, let's pit one group against another, but it's saying, we need to have everybody aware of how complex this is. We need to solve the problem. Senator Ryan Aumet had a bill 2 years ago to reform the pension system, and he did a great job on that. The governor signed it into law. That Act 5 then became a hybrid plan and a defined contribution plan for new employees. That starts to stem the tide. We'll see the real benefit of that in 30 years, but we got to get through the next 30 years.
Right.
So what I'm trying to let people know is that we've got to have better controls. We've got an entire series of pension reform bills, 5 bills in total. One of them is mine, House Bill 1996, for the governance of the pension system to improve governance. And we've got one about consolidating the investment offices in PISRs and things of that nature to improve the rate of return by 20 basis points, which would save everybody a lot of money and improve the returns and the oversight for the different systems and provide protections for everybody involved. So we're focused on getting those bills done. They're close to coming up for a final vote in the House. We've been working very closely with the Senate and the governor's office, and we think we can get all five of them across the finish line.
Let's get these done, Frank. Come back and talk to us about this as you knock them out, all right?
Outstanding. Thanks again, Chuck.
And tune in for another episode of Frankly Speaking with State Representative Frank Ryan.